Hey everyone, ready to explore. Today we're taking a deep dive into a whirlwind two-day tour of Cappadocia.
Ah, Cappadocia. It's that place in Turkey, right? With
yeah.
the crazy rock formations.
Yeah, exactly. Those fairy chimneys everyone's always talking about.
Definitely on my bucket list.
Look, we're going to break down an itinerary.
Awesome.
It's from a company called The Other Tour. They seem to know what they're doing. So you ready to get started?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. Day one. Get this. You're picked up from your hotel.
Okay.
Between 3 and 4:30 in the morning.
Whoa. Early start.
Yeah. To catch a 7 a.m. flight from Istanbul.
Wow. They really want to maximize that time.
Right. But I guess that means you get to Cappadocia early, you land around 8:05, and then boom, you're off on the North Cappadocia tour.
Okay, what's first on the list?
It all starts with the Devrin Valley.
Devrin Valley.
Home of those fairy chimneys. You know how they were formed.
Let me guess. Volcanoes.
You got it. Volcanic eruptions millions of years ago.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
What's that?
It's not just the volcanoes. It's the erosion that shaped those formations.
Ah, so that's how they get those unique shapes.
Exactly. Wind and water wearing away at the softer rock. They actually call it differential weathering.
So it's like nature's art project.
Truly. Right? Really. And some of them even resemble animals, like camels, seals.
No way. That's so cool.
Next up is Pashabah. Also known as Monk's Valley.
Monk's Valley. Okay, that sounds interesting.
Here, the formations are even more bizarre. Think giant mushrooms.
Whoa, really?
Oh, hey.
Mushroom-shaped rocks.
Yeah. Apparently, they get those shapes because the top layer of rock is harder. It's like a protective cap. And that's what's giving them that mushroom look. And get this.
Okay.
Hermits used to live here, seeking solitude.
Ah, I see. Monk's Valley.
They carved out homes and chapels right into those formations.
Wow. Talk about a peaceful retreat.
But all that exploring makes you hungry. So next up, Avanos.
Avanos. What's special about Avanos?
It's a town famous for its pottery.
Pottery. Okay.
But not just any pottery. They have a tradition going back thousands of years.
Wow, that's a long time.
All thanks to the special clay they find in the Kızılırmak River. Even today, they use techniques passed down through generations.
So you can like watch them making pottery.
I think so. Okay. Ready for a bit of history?
Hit me with it.
The tour takes you to the Zelv Open Air Museum. You'll see ancient rock-cut churches there and whole Christian settlements.
Like churches carved out of the rock. Sounds amazing.
Early Christians actually used the soft rock for shelter to hide from persecution.
Wow. I can't imagine how difficult that must have been.
They created these whole communities hidden away. Some of the churches date back to the 9th and 10th centuries.
And they're still there.
Well, time has taken its toll, but you can still see remnants of frescoes and stuff. It gives you a glimpse into their lives.
That's incredible. I'd love to see that.
Now, picture this. You're at the end of day one, and you climb to the highest point in Cappadocia. You see our castle.
A castle. Okay. Wow. I bet the view is incredible from up there.
Oh, yeah. You're looking out over all those fairy chimneys and valleys, the setting sun. It's just breathtaking.
Wow. That's the perfect way to end a day packed with so much history and nature.
I know, right? And then after that, you have the evening at leisure to just relax or explore a bit more on your own.
So they give you a little bit of freedom, too. I like that.
What do you think about day one so far? A lot packed in, but does it seem like a good pace?
I think it's great. A nice mix of guided tours and free time. Keeps things interesting. But man, I'm already tired just thinking about all that walking.
Right. But we haven't even gotten to day two yet. And remember that optional activity I mentioned earlier?
Ooh, yeah. The hot air balloon ride.
That's coming up. We'll have to dive into all of that in the next part of our deep dive.
So day two. Are you ready for this?
Hit me with it.
It starts with that optional activity, remember?
Oh, yeah. The hot air balloon ride at sunrise over Cappadocia.
Yeah, seriously. Oh. Imagine floating over all those fairy chimneys. As the sun comes up.
That sounds absolutely magical.
It's an extra cost, though. But I'd say it's worth it for that view.
Oh, for sure. Okay. But even if you skip the balloon.
Yeah.
Day two is still jam-packed with amazing stuff.
Okay. Like what?
You get to explore South Cappadocia. It starts with the Red and Rose Valleys.
Red and Rose Valleys.
The names are kind of, you know, obvious.
I guess so. Yeah. Are they really red and rose colored?
Yeah. The Red Valley gets its color from iron oxide in the rock.
Ah, makes sense.
And the Rose Valley, all those pink and rose-colored formations. Apparently, the colors are even more intense at sunset, golden hour, and all that.
Wow. Okay, I'm picturing it now. Hiking through these valleys, surrounded by all these colors.
Oh, yeah. And you actually do get to hike 5 kilometers through Rose Valley.
5 kilometers, that's a decent hike.
Along the way, there are these hidden cave churches.
Yeah.
And old dovecotes built right into the cliffs. Plus, some amazing views.
So it's not just pretty, it's also historical.
Totally. And speaking of historical,
yeah,
the next stop is Chavushin Village, a village built into the cliffs.
Wait, what? A village in the cliffs?
I know, right? It's crazy. They carved houses, churches, everything right into the rock.
That's incredible. I wonder what it looks like.
I know. Sadly, a rock slide back in the 50s forced a lot of people to move out of the old village.
Oh, that's a shame. But is there anything left to see?
Yeah, it's an open-air museum now. You can still see how they used to live.
That's cool. Okay, where to next?
Pigeon Valley.
Pigeons again? What is it with the Cappadocia and pigeons?
Seriously. Well, Pigeon Valley is full of dovecotes carved into the cliffs.
Dovecotes, like for pigeons.
Yep. You see, pigeons were super important in Cappadocia.
Really? What for?
Well, food, obviously. Yeah. And their droppings. They used that as fertilizer.
Oh, right.
They even used it to make gunpowder. Can you imagine those cliffs covered in pigeons?
That's a lot of pigeons. Okay, what's next on this whirlwind tour?
The grand finale. You get to explore one of Cappadocia's famous underground cities.
Ooh, the underground cities. Now we're talking.
Imagine going deep underground.
Mm-hmm.
Into this network of tunnels and chambers.
Okay, I'm trying to picture it. How big are these cities?
Some of them could house thousands of people.
Yeah.
They had everything down there. Ventilation shafts, wells for water, kitchens, stables, even chapels.
Wow. They were like fully functional cities. Underground.
Isn't that crazy? It's mind-blowing.
You must be eerie being down there, knowing people live their whole lives underground.
Yeah. It's supposed to be cool and dark.
Yeah.
And super quiet. You can almost feel the history.
I bet. That's definitely going on my bucket list. Okay, so after the underground city, what then?
That's pretty much it for the tour. You head back to the airport for an evening flight to Istanbul. You get back around 9.
Wow. So much packed into 2 days. You really do see a lot.
I know, right? But it's a well-planned itinerary. Covers all the bases. Before we wrap up this part, we should probably talk logistics.
Yeah, good idea. What's included in the tour package? What do people need to know? Well, let's see. You've got your flights between Istanbul and Cappadocia. That's included.
Round trip.
Yep, both ways. Then you've got your accommodations in Cappadocia with breakfast.
Nice.
Plus, lunches are covered during both tours. Oh, and all those entrance fees to the sites we talked about, that's all taken care of.
That's handy.
Yeah.
It's always annoying having to pull your wallet out at every stop.
I know, right? And of course, you have a professional guide with you for both the North and South Cappadocia tours. And to top it off,
yeah,
all transfers are included and they use comfy air-conditioned vehicles.
Sounds pretty all-inclusive then.
Yeah, I'd say so. Most of the big stuff is covered, but of course, there are always those extras.
Yeah, like what kind of things?
Well, drinks, those aren't included with meals. And dinners, you'll have to handle those on your own.
Makes sense.
Then obviously any personal expenses, souvenirs, you know, that sort of thing.
Right, right. And oh, what about the hot air balloon ride?
Ah, yes. That's an extra cost, of course. Definitely worth budgeting for, though, if you can swing it.
It sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, who wouldn't want to float over Cappadocia at sunrise?
Exactly. One thing I really like about the other tour is how they balance guided tours with free time.
Right, I noticed that too.
It's the best of both worlds, you know?
Yeah, you get all the insight or knowledge from the guide.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have time to just wander and discover things at your own pace.
I think that's a good approach, especially for a place like Cappadocia. There's just so much to see.
Totally. So before we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious, what really stands out to you about Cappadocia after looking at all this?
You know, it's the way humans and nature have shaped this place together. You've got these surreal landscapes.
From the volcanoes.
Right, shaped by eruptions and then carved by erosion over millions of years. And at the same time, you've got people who figured out how to live in this environment, building houses and churches right into the cliffs, creating those underground cities, even using pigeons.
It really is remarkable.
It makes you think about what everyday life must have been like there. You know, beyond the tourist attractions, what did the food taste like? What stories did they tell? Are there still hidden places waiting to be discovered?
It definitely leaves you wanting to know more.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we've inspired everyone to add Cappadocia to their travel list.
I hope so.
It's one of those destinations that's just, well, out of this world.
You know, even if you follow the itinerary exactly, you're bound to find something unique, something that speaks to you personally.
That's the beauty of travel, isn't it?
For sure.
So to all our listeners, if you're looking for an adventure, or maybe you're a history buff, or you just want to see something truly incredible, Cappadocia should be at the top of your list.
Couldn't agree more. You might surprise yourself with what you discover.
And on that note, this concludes our deep dive into Cappadocia. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, happy travels, everyone.